No matter where you are, it's Texas Standard Time on this Wednesday, December 9th, 2015. Man, the days are just flying by. We're so glad you're spending some of that time with us. I'm David Brown. During his Oval Office speech, President Obama declared that Americans were not alone in the fight against the self-proclaimed Islamic State, that it was the, quoting here, responsibility of Muslims around the world to root out misguided ideas that lead to radicalization, close quote. As you may have heard in a report from NPR's Tom Gelton, some Muslim leaders find that language, to root out, somewhat irritating. There's a feeling among some Muslims that more is expected of them than of others, and that all should be opposing terrorists equally at this hour. But there's another layer to the president's admonition that goes to our international partners. The president says he's expecting greater participation in the effort to bring down ISIS from regional allies like Saudi Arabia. Despite the fact that some have wondered just how much of an ally, given reports of money flowing from Saudi Arabia to ISIS coffers, former Saudi Ambassador Robert Jordan joins us. He served under President George W. Bush and is now diplomat in residence and adjunct professor of political science at Southern Methodist University. Ambassador Jordan, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
You took on that position as ambassador to Saudi Arabia immediately after the 9/11 attacks. Any takeaways you learned from the Al-Qaeda era that could help us understand the Saudi role against ISIS right now?
Well, I think one of the takeaways is the Saudis were very effective after a couple of years in eradicating Al-Qaeda from Saudi Arabia. It took some bombings of Western housing compounds in 2003 to really get their attention. But once their attention was focused, they were effective. I think now their attention is not focused. They're completely wound up with the war in Yemen.
Mm-hmm.
And I think they have taken their eye off the ball with regard to ISIS.
The Washington Institute for Near East Policy is just one of many regional monitoring groups and think tanks that have documented a flow of money from wealthy supporters in Saudi Arabia to leaders in the self-described Islamic State. Are the Saudis doing all they can to stop that flow?
Probably not, but I think part of the problem is technology and the way money flows in the Middle East. So much of it flows in cash. A lot of it flows to charitable foundations, which are very difficult to monitor. So we had that same problem in dealing with Al-Qaeda financing after 9/11. It's something that our Treasury Department is heavily engaged in, and I think we're providing them all the assistance we possibly can.
Something I would imagine that the Saudi Kingdom would be especially afraid of is the possibility of blowback if ISIS were to succeed. It seems to me that this would be obviously in their interest to do everything they can to stop the growth of the self-proclaimed Islamic State.
And I think that's right. They understand that ISIS, the Islamic State, has sworn to take down the Saudi royal family. They want to establish a caliphate in Mecca and Medina. And so the top leadership in Saudi Arabia, I think, is very committed to trying to stop the flow of funds and stop their influence. But it's a somewhat amorphous society in which we have 6,000 or 7,000 princes. We have a society that is extremely conservative, and there are many members of that society that do want to support a more extremist view. That's the problem that the Saudis have with their own population.
I think some suspect, and again, this is just the perspective from this side of the ocean, that because Washington so badly needs the Saudis as a buffer and a sort of pro-American ballast in that region, that we're just unwilling, Washington is unwilling to ask the kingdom to do more to crack down on ISIS sympathizers within Saudi Arabia. Maybe we're willing to look the other way, as we have been known to do in issues of human rights and that sort of thing. Is that a fair concern?
I wouldn't agree with that entirely at all. I think certainly during my time and my successor's times, we have been very much in their face about going after terrorism. I can recall meetings with George Tenet, head of the CIA, in which he literally yelled at the Saudis to do more. So I think this can be done, and I think our government is probably doing as much as we possibly can do. I think we have pulled some punches on human rights, and we have pulled some punches on the religious component of this, which I think now needs to be further addressed.
Ambassador, let me ask about one other quick thing, and this gets to the rooting out issue that I raised when we started our broadcast today. Understanding it's impossible, no amount of military force can extract deeply held beliefs among a small percentage of Muslims who sympathize with the tactics of ISIS. What are governments like Saudi Arabia to do?
Well, first of all, I think they've got to take a look at the textbooks that they export throughout the Muslim world to the madrasas, mosques, and other locations. These textbooks still compare Jews to monkeys. They still talk about jihad. And I think they have abdicated, in a way, their responsibility to the religious establishment that I think they continue to still let run amok throughout the Muslim world in a way that really needs further attention. I think they also need to help us join together a fighting force of the Gulf states, which we've been after them for years to do. Mm-hmm. I can recall when Chuck Hagel was Secretary of Defense, he convened a meeting for this purpose. We've got to get them finally focused on a military response to ISIS in addition to dealing with the ideological support, which they, I think, at least by indirection, have been allowing to flourish.
Former Saudi Ambassador Robert Jordan is a diplomat in residence and adjunct at SMU. His memoir is called Desert Diplomat, Inside Saudi Arabia Following 9/11. Professor, thanks very much for your time.
Great, thank you.